Lesson 1. Laughing Matters. A social networking website recently conducted a survey of 30,000 people in 15 countries. Participants were asked to name the nationalities that they thought were the funniest or the best at making people laugh. According to Reuters, Americans topped the list, followed by the Spaniards and Italians. The British, known for their subtle sense of humor and brilliant comic history, surprisingly came in only seventh. The poll's choice of the world's least funny people was no surprise, however. That dubious honor went to the Germans, confirming, as Reuters pointed out, the view of American humorist Mark Twain that a German joke is no laughing matter. Americans' reputation for funny business, says Reuters, rests mainly on the global appeal of TV shows like Friends, movies like The Hangover, and the legacy of comedy greats from the Marx Brothers to Tina Fey. Fey is best known for her impersonations of politician Sarah Palin, who is a riot in her own right, though usually unintentionally so. But comedians aren't the only funny Americans. We have some pretty laughable men and women on the street whose antics can cause even the biggest grouch to crack a smile. And if we read between the lines, they can tell us something serious about U.S. society and American ways of thinking. Take the New York City policeman who, not too long ago, pulled over a young woman bicyclist for being too sexy. With her short skirt and shapely legs, she was distracting and dangerous to drivers, the officer told her. The woman thought he was joking and burst out laughing. But the officer was dead serious. He got angry and demanded to see the woman's ID. He would have arrested her, too, for creating a public disturbance if she hadn't agreed to go home and change into some less revealing slacks. Then there's the woman passenger on a commuter train who was talking loudly and using profanity on her cell phone. When the conductor came up and politely told her that she was offending the other passengers and asked her to keep it down, the passenger answered, "Do you know what schools I've been to? Do you know how well educated I am? Do you think I'm just a little hoodlum?" She then demanded her ticket money back and dared the conductor to stop the train. But the conductor soon showed who was the smarter of the two. Back in her cabin, she came on the loudspeaker and reminded passengers to keep their conversations quiet, especially those who went to Harvard or Yale, she said.